Howdy, everybody. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, BC. This is Muzak for The Observant. My name's Nick. We've got a very special guest. We have Aura Kogan in the studio. We were going to broadcast from the sub, but a few technical difficulties, a few shufflings around, but it's going to work out. She's going to play in the studio with us live. So before that, we're going to play a new song off her upcoming album, her new album called Shadowland, and this track is called Ruler of My Heart, and it's going to be really good, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But right now, it's Ruler of My Heart by Aura Kogan on CITR 101.9 FM.
Ruler of my heart, driver of my soul, where can you be? I wait patiently.
CITR 101.9 FM, Muzak for The Observant again, and we're pleased to have Aura in studio right now.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Can you hear yourself?
No. Yeah.
You can?
Yeah,
okay.
It's all good.
Okay, great. So that was off your new album.
Yep.
And can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I recorded this album with Trish Klein, who co-produced it with me, and we recorded all over Vancouver in so many different studios and spaces and houses, and it's been a really interesting little adventure and just getting to collaborate with a whole bunch of Vancouver musicians and yeah, I did a bunch of cover songs on the album. So that last one is, you know, a cover of Irma Thomas. and did a Bob Marley cover.
Oh, nice.
Cool. He's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a totally different stuff.
That's ambitious.
All sorts of stuff. And yeah, it's been a really interesting little sonic journey.
Oh, great.
Excited it's done.
How long did it take?
Well, we started, Trish approached me about recording an album on her new label on Hidden City Records about 2 years ago. She played in the Bigotenias for years. That was her band. And now she's kind of switched gears and started up this record label.
Okay.
So we'd been friends for a long time, and I opened for them back in the day. So she asked me if I'd be into recording an album with her, and came up to Squamish, where I was living at the time, and we just demoed a few songs and talked about what we wanted to do. And it's just been this slow, I feel like it's had its own little life in the world, this project, you know, where usually think, okay, we've got a bunch of songs, we're going to get a bunch of musicians together, go to a studio, record this in, like, I don't know, a few days or a week,
yeah,
2 weeks, depending on how long you have.
Yeah.
But it ended up being completely different in a really beautiful way.
Okay,
you know?
Good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to stretch it out to the point where you're sick of it or anything like that, right?
Well, that's the cool thing is, like, I still really love these songs, and it's left a lot of space to be able to work on other things as well.
Okay.
Like, I started a whole new band in that time frame as well, so it's not like every little show and every little bit of time and energy is on these, you know,
yeah,
these specific songs.
Yeah.
So I'm still in love with them. I still love playing them.
Okay, that's good, because I've definitely, from personal experience and talking to other musicians, you know, they record this album and they spend all this time mixing it, and by the end of it, they're just thinking, oh, I hate these songs, you know? Kind
yeah.
of like, you just get, you kind of, you've heard them too many times, and they'd start to lose their meaning, you know?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think that, yeah, it's, music is such a kooky phenomenon.
Right, yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense why you like it or not. It just,
yeah,
just
no.
Exists.
I mean, and some of these songs, like, they're like my favorite songs of all time. We even had the audacity to cover a Buffy St. Marie song.
Okay.
And I'm just like, you know, I'm so in love with these songs. I've been listening to them for years and years, so I don't think they'll get too old. But.
All right, excellent. It would be great if we could hear a couple of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get into these.
Let's go.
This is, my mic's still not on somehow.
Is it not on? I can turn it up a bit. Do you want your vocal a bit higher?
It's not coming through.
Okay, here.
Oh, there we go.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
So this is a song called Ground and Grave, and it's my song. Deserve love.
Do you want to do another?
Sure. Okay. Let's see.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
So that was Aura Kogan playing live in studio from CITR 101.9 FM. Aura, you're playing a show tonight, correct?
Yes, sorry, I was distracted by the baby out there.
There's a baby?
There is a baby.
There's
there's a baby in a pink onesie.
It's really dangerous to have the show or to do shows here because you're exposed to all this crazy action going outside, and it can be distracting.
I can imagine. I'm sorry. Yes, there is a show tonight.
Okay. Well, now I was distracted, and you just...
Well, I mean,
it's like a feedback they're
like little magical unicorns. I mean, it's really hard to... Yeah.
Sometimes there's a marching band. Like, there's literally a marching band that came through, and how are you going to do a show...
Talk about anything else? And there's a marching... Be excited about anything else? Yeah, totally.
Because they're designed to grab your attention.
Do people ever just, like, try to come and haze you?
I hope not. I'm sure it will happen at some point.
Anyway, sorry. Oh, that baby, so cute. Okay, so yes, there's a show at the Fox tonight, so I'm playing with my band. And Ace Martens, and then Paul Stewart, who is the lead singer for Summering.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be at the Fox Cabaret, and we're doing this as, you know, a record release, although the album doesn't actually come out until May 6th,
right.
But we're doing the pre-sales, and we'll have cassette tapes there, and we'll play all the songs and stuff. So
great.
Yeah.
And you're going to play the whole album?
I think we're going to play most of the album, yeah.
Okay.
And then a couple of songs that aren't on the album.
Okay. I'm sure you're very stoked on the new songs and want to play them as much as possible.
Yeah, totally. And the fun thing is that Chris Jestrin is joining us, who played synth on the album.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't usually play. It's usually Justin and Ryan from Summering as well, who are, you know, my rhythm section.
Right.
And then, so Chris is going to join us, and Trish is going to play some guitar as well. And then I've got my friend Maren Patenaud, who's this epic singer-songwriter, and she's also got a new album, so she's gonna come and sing some harmonies.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it should be a really fun show.
Yeah, because I've seen you twice, and it was just the three-piece before, so
yeah,
this is gonna
right.
be a bit more of a full arrangement, I guess.
Yeah definitely. Yeah, it's been fun touring as a trio, though. We've definitely gelled. Like, I noticed it practice today. I'm like,
right.
We're
in each other's heads.
We're in the groove.
Yeah, you've got that Grateful Dead kind of
we're totally
transcendence
like the dead,
thing going
on. Just like that, so just jamming out.
But everyone aspires to be. I almost made it. Could you maybe play a couple more songs for us?
Sure.
If you'd like, or
actually,
you can...
Yeah, I'll play one more, and then maybe we can listen to one on the album, and I can retune, because I wanted to play a couple in a different tuning, and that would be boring.
Oh, no, well, it's interesting to me, because I play guitar, so I like to see, what strings are you changing? And
yeah,
what's
totally.
Going. Yeah.
It's dad-gad.
Oh, okay.
The dad tuning.
The dad. Because Led Zeppelin also used that tuning, so it's like... The dad tuning.
At this point, I guess Led Zeppelin is like the quintessential dad band.
Yeah, it's too bad, but anyway.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm gonna do the Bob Marley cover.
Okay, great.
All right.
right, this is Or.
This.
Yeah, this is Or Kogan on CITR 101.9 FM.
After he breaks your heart, then you'll be sad, and your teardrops start, then you'll know how it hurts to be alone. Just because you think you're so smart, going around breaking lovers' hearts, now you're defeated by your own weapon. And after he breaks your heart, then you'll be sad, and your teardrops start, then you'll know how it hurts to be alone. After he breaks your heart.
Excellent.
Thank you.
So that was a cover.
That's a cover.
Wow. It totally sounds like you, if that's a good thing. Yeah.
This is like, I guess that's one way to approach covers. I mean, Bob, before, like, he did reggae, he was doing rock steady and all this kind of, like, Caribbean soul music, and I just totally fell in love with that that really, really early stuff.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you totally seem to make it your own, though.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to get to, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's, like, good or bad or whatever, but I've always really, really loved playing cover songs.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, there are some legendary songs out there that nobody really knows about, you know, like even from really popular artists that, you know, that I think, yeah, it's like that folk music tradition of, you know, taking something and reworking it and carrying on, you know, some stuff that usually just gets kind of swept under the rug that's actually really neat.
Yeah, that is interesting when you talk about the folk tradition, and that I feel in terms, like, in modern music, especially rock music, there's this sort of idea of, like, you have to do it yourself and you have to have your own music and you can't collaborate.
It's got to be completely original.
Yeah.
It's got to be, yeah. I guess that's like, that maybe that's true for, like, you know, if you've got a really strong identity thing going on that you just want to be acknowledged as somebody that's pushing things forward and being progressive and, you know, being innovative and pushing music forward in a new way. But that's never been my natural relationship with music. My natural relationship with music is exploratory, but it's also like just playing something that means something to me. And, you know, I don't know if it hits somebody in the right way. That's great. But
right.
It's I don't know if, you know, like, I'm going to be, like, the most innovative singer ever with these 12
yeah.
chords.
Yeah.
But it would be cool, you know, to come up with something completely new.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's very difficult indeed.
Yeah. It's cool, you know, when you see people really get out on a limb, though.
Yeah. And you're like, I couldn't.
Well, I could, though.
Yeah.
Like, secretly, like.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe, like, just, you know, like a silver onesie and some weird homemade synthesizer and just switch.
Right.
Just go out to space. I don't know.
I know that every so often when I play guitar, I have to detune all the strings and try and play free jazz for, you know. I do it for like half an hour.
You're air guitaring right now.
don't say that. Now everyone knows. It's like you release all this energy trying to make something that sounds new, but then, you know, it doesn't always work.
Then it just sounds like chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun too, though. So
occasionally. Do you want to play a track off your new album?
Sure.
Or we can listen to it here, I should say.
Yeah, no, let's do it. So you've got the thingy?
Yeah.
Do you want me to do it?
Or? Yes.
Okay, cool. So let's see. I'm just looking some stuff up here. This is a song that I wrote called From the Stars.
Okay, great.
Most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. If only I could dream we could start again.
The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Do you want to go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more. Or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon. Watch, because I'm the man.
Kind of way till all the mountains are gone.
That was a new track by Orr Kogan on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. And that track was called Move, and it's off her new album, Shadowland. Before that, we also heard a new track called From the Stars. Hey, Aura.
Hi.
How are you hanging in there?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
All right, that's good. We are almost coming to a close, but we should talk about your tour coming up over the next. It's going till June?
Well, I'm going to play the show tonight at the Fox with everybody,
with
the full band, do that thing, and then flying out to New York City, and I'm going to do a few shows on the East Coast of the States, so Philadelphia, and it's with another band called Uni Ika Ai, and they're going to back me up, and they're really fun. They're from Philadelphia and Brooklyn, and one of the members of that band is in Lucius. Do you know Lucius?
No.
They're kind of a fun band.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so they're some lovely folks, and I'm going to get to do a show with Marissa Anderson, she's just this wicked instrumentalist, guitarist. She does kind of like, I guess you could compare it to John Fahey, like that style of like really neat, really amazing American guitar music.
Nice.
So excited about that. And then going over to Montreal and doing CMW and Toronto, doing one of those big weird industry festivals.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, it's going to be fun meeting up with my band over there.
Okay.
So we'll do that Montreal, and then I'm going to fly over to Europe and do a big tour through there of all these kind of DIY spaces and artist-run centers and some regular venues and theaters and festivals and stuff too. But, yeah, it should be fun. I'm really excited about going back to, Spain and Portugal.
Amazing.
And doing some shows in Italy. And
you've played outside the continent before?
Well, I was on a Spanish record label for about 3 years and released 2 albums with them. So they brought me over to Spain a lot. And that was Born Records. And they brought a lot of independent, and underground music from all over the place to Spain.
Great.
So, yeah, I've been, touring in Europe for, 5 or 6 years doing this.
Wow. Can I ask if you notice a difference in the reception towards your music? Do you notice how audiences react differently or interpret it in a different way?
I think that, there are cultural differences around art and music. I don't know, specifically to do with my music. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because, I think, yeah, people either are just into it and really feel it, or they don't, or they're kind of casual. It's just that always like that. But I do, I think that there are some places that are, for example, in Germany, sometimes you can get these audiences that don't give you anything back, or for the Czech Republic, and they're really into it, but there might be something cultural there in some ways. I'm not saying all the time. I've definitely been to shows in Germany where people are going nuts.
Yeah.
You can go to some places and people are very polite, and maybe the most you'd see, even if it's a dance band, the most you'd see is somebody tapping their knee with their finger, and they're just very, very reserved. And then you get to a different country like Spain.
Right.
And people really give back, and even if it's a really mellow song and everybody's just relaxing, it's just, as soon as the song's over, they're like, yeah, it's great.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For sure. And I guess you have to take that into account when you're gauging a reaction or something. So if someone's just bobbing their head slightly,
it could be a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's just their way of being oh my God, that was great.
Yeah.
Slowly bobbing heads.
For sure. Okay. And I'm excited that you're going to play one more track for us.
Yeah. I was just going to do this instrumental track, if that's okay, that I've been noodling around with a bit.
Great, yeah.
So I'm going to test it out on you. Hopefully I don't fumble it too much.
That's fine.
But I just, I've been going out on work breaks and trying out some stuff. I don't know if you know about this series that they're doing called Guitar Soli at Groundswell. Groundswell Cafe. So it's this series that I was a part of, and they just did another one last night. And it's so cool. It's basically just a night of guitar music in that kind of, in that sort of experimental but Americana vein, I guess. So it's worth checking out if you if you get a chance.
Excellent.
All right.
That was Aura Kogan with an excellent piece of acoustic finger picking here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Is there a name for that? Or?
No, we can just call it noodling.
Noodling.
All right.
I'm a fan of noodling.
Cool.
I've said that many times on this show.
Yeah. it's a good way to play guitar.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And be sure to check out Aura. She's playing tonight at the Fox Theater.
Yep, the Fox Cabaret, and it's $10. And if you come, try to come early, because Paul Stewart is awesome. He's so good. He plays with my drummer.
Oh, yeah.
It's my drummer. Just kidding. Okay. But, yeah, we share a drummer.
Okay.
And it's going to be a really great show from the start, so make sure you come early to check him out.
And it is your album release.
It
party.
Is. Party.
Show yep. party.
Yep, great. You get down. Woohoo!
Yeah, excellent. And we're going to end with a final track you'd like to play from the new album.
Okay, it sounds good. So I'm just going to pick one out that is... All right, so how about we do End of Nowhere, even though I already played it acoustically. It's different when it's the full band,
okay, yeah,
so let's
I'm
just
sure.
do this.
End of Nowhere on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also